What could be described as the most historic breakthrough in ending impunity for war criminals and those engaged in crimes against humanity took place recently, yet unbelievably it has received little or no media attention. Even more surprising, this blow for global justice has been delivered against a regime many are still saying its leaders will never face trial or any form of accountability, when Germany has just issued arrest warrants for 27 members of the Assad regime, including Jamil Hassan, head of the notorious Air Force Intelligence Service, widely seen as at the heart of Syria's network of torture prisons, arbitrary executions and forcible disappearances. In fact, this achievement is so significant that when interviewing courageous Syrian human rights lawyer Anwar Albouni, who played the key role in getting the German chief prosecutor to take up these cases, he corrected me when I asked about how this precedent would achieve legal victory, telling me they had already succeeded by securing these arrest warrants. This is also the first time in history that a country, in this case Germany, has used the principle of universal jurisdiction to prosecute leaders while still carrying out war crimes and crimes against humanity.
You know, Assad regime don't mind to document his crimes, because before he feel comfortable. He knows ICC will be closed because the Russia standing and the veto. And there is no way to charge him. And Syrian court for sure under his hand, and he is in Syrian law, have impunity for any crimes. He and security and armies and police, they have impunity, full impunity from charge. So he feel comfortable, and he don't expect in his dream to find this universal jurisdiction and charge him in it. He didn't dream with this. Didn't happen before with the people who still in charge. You know, it's happened, okay, after he left the presidency and be normal, maybe somebody make these crimes. But he didn't dream we can't do it, and he's still in his position. And that's what he now very afraid from our work.
Yeah, because there's no question that this, as you said yourself, is historic, that this is the first time where serving members of a government engaged in mass torture, arbitrary killing and, you know, systematic abuse have been actually had warrants issued against them while in power.
Yeah, it's the first time in the history. For that, they don't think there is way to charge him. They comfortable, ICC will close. Okay, we will do that. And they document their crimes. Don't worry about anything. They publish their crimes to make the others afraid, the Syrian afraid. They publish the torture by video. They mean to publish it to make the other Syrians afraid. Oh, we will face all this. They don't mind either with Caesar file. Okay, we will do with our opposition like that. So let the people, Syrian people, afraid more and more. And they comfortable, nobody will touch us. And the world will deal with us as president, as state. So we surprise them, and we surprise ourselves, and surprise all the world.
The fact that the ICC is not taking these cases is now not as important as it used to be because of the work you are doing. You are now taking the place of the ICC in a very effective way. What would you say to that?
ICC, it's politic firm about not just justice. It's justice with politic hand, you know. And Syrian revolution and the Syrian situation expose all the fake in the international community and international, including UN and its firms around it. It's Syrian cases and Syrian revolution expose all this fake, and they do nothing. For 50 years now, more than 50 years, 60 years from the building of UN, and in its history, don't be useful for any country, any people, any victims. At last, it's with politic hand. It's under politic interest for the countries, the big countries. It's not service the people as it must to be. For that, including ICC, it's under the political control. So the situation of Syria exposed all this and let the people think again. All these 60 years, it's bullshit. All this building, it's bullshit. I say, it's bullshit. Really. It's building for serve just some politic interest, not serve the people.
How important are these international cases that are now underway? For example, you have recently succeeded in Germany with regard to Jamil Hassan. Could you talk a little bit about that and how important you believe that is?
It's very important for many reasons. First of all, it's important for all the world. Our experience about the civilian war or any crisis like Syria or dictatorship, the criminals escape from punishment at last. A few of them, at last, after years and years, maybe they face justice. And that give bad example for others to do that anyway, and they feel comfortable. Okay, we will escape from punishment at last, and in somehow way. So it's so important to send now opposite message. There is no immunity after that, after now. There is no impunity. Anybody committed criminals against humanity or war crimes must to face justice. It's important for all the world, for Syrians, and for its sent message to other dictatorship now, in maybe Turkish, in Egypt, in Venezuela, in Iran, in Gulf. All of them, how the destiny of Bashar Assad regime and the, if they succeed to escape from punishment, that means it's green card to them. Okay, do what you want, kill how much you want, and at last you will survive. So what happened, it's now good sign for them, for all the people who thinking or prepare to committed crimes against humanity. It's time of impunity, it's over. And it's so important to Syrians. Somebody maybe think in the pragmatic idea or politic idea, it's okay, there is criminals, and but we can deal, and we need to establish or like that. These criminals will not in any way be part of Syrian future. That's, it's very important to the Syrians to feel there is hope. When the people lost hope, you cannot imagine or think where they will go.
A lot of people may not be aware of how serious the crimes committed by Jamil Hassan and the Assad administration and his other leaders. Could you speak about the crimes they've committed and the kind of evidence you've managed to accumulate of those crimes?
We focus about the detention crimes. Jamil Hassan, one of the perpetrators who we target it, them, we target 27 perpetrators in German cases. We target 24 preparators in Austrian cases, and we prepare in Sweden and Norway to target another preparators, including Bashar Assad himself. We focus about this because it's most horrible crimes committed in Syria. It's targeted all the Syrians, huge numbers of there is more than 100,000 Syrians go in the detention. Some of them die, some of them go out, but still until now 150,000 disappear. So it's a huge number of victims. Any Syrians arrested by the security, he suffering from torture with many kind of torture way.
Could you describe some of the crimes committed by the Air Force intelligence? Because again, a lot of people will not be aware how systematic the torture, the executions and so forth are in Syria.
Some of them killed under torture. When they torture them, they die. And many they killed because they faced from hunger. They don't achieve them food. From brief, because like this room, you can find 200, 300 detainees in it, all the time standing naked, cannot breathe, no, nothing from any kind of healthy care or medicine provided to them. So many of them died from this situation.
In terms of the cases that you have taken, what do you hope will be achieved by that, in the sense that what action do you hope those governments will take that when these cases succeed?
First of all, it's succeeded. And, you know, it's like I told you, it's history, the first time in the history. National Justice have issued arrest warrant against some responsible or officer still in his position. It's first time in the whole the history happened. Like I told you, we want to achieve justice to the people. And my goal, first of all, not to catch them now, these people. We will catch them at last. I don't worry about we will catch them. First goal, to push them away from the Syrian future. To don't let any people in whole the world think these people can be share our future in Syria or our children's future in Syria. This my goal. There is no way to any politic deal with them in any kind of under problematic or negotiate or any kind of headline. There is no way to deal with them.
That's a very important point, because it does remind people that you have succeeded in that sense. So what you are saying is, because you've succeeded in getting the courts in Germany, for example, to issue arrest warrants, the chances of these people being involved in a political agreement with the West is now impossible.
Yeah, for sure. Not only the people who will be have arrest warrant against them, including the people who will charge them as perpetrators. There is no way if now Germany or Italy in last March, they received Ali Mamlouk. Before we start, it's be a restaurant against him. But he under sanction of European, and we complain in front of EU against Italy because she broke the sanction of EU against Ali Mamlouk. So if any politic, European politic, will be meet or deal politic with these perpetrators, we will follow the European man who deal with them because he supports the criminals. So it will be easier to us if anybody will deal with them to follow him in front of his country. The world now, it's not like before, close your border and okay, I don't care. Anything happened in anywhere, it will be effect on you, on your society, in your economy, in your education, in your... So you cannot let, okay, I don't care what happened in Syria or what happened in Iran or what happened in Turkish. It will be effect on you, for sure.
To those of us who are alarmed by the failure of the International Criminal Court, what you are doing has given hope where there was no hope, that universal jurisdiction does offer an alternative. And I just want to even press you a little about that, that if legal actions had been instigated under universal jurisdiction at the start of the Assad regime crackdown from even 2011, do you think that might have stalled the mass slaughter that has happened since then?
Yeah, for sure. I pick the ambassadors, European ambassadors in 2011, I beg them, give us one court in European to charge, to start, because all of the Syrian army and Syrian security feel safe. They will not obey the order to kill the people. If we send this message from begin, maybe we save 100,000 of the victims in Syria.